What's up, everybody?
Hey, hey, hey.
This is Sean Magnum.
And this is Donnie Vagrant.
And we are...
partners.
And pals.
And we are having a very special guest today. Trisha from Murder Generation is going to be joining us. And tell them why, Sean, that we're
going to go embark on the first of two murder response weekends in the spring of 2024. We're going to do a response Murder Generation in Cincinnati with DOS and the Morbids, and then at Oddfellows, and then in Louisville, the first one was the 22nd. The next one is in Louisville, Saturday, the 23rd, at the Mag Bar with Pumpkin Guts.
The Butts, Pumpkin Butts
pumpkin
in the
butts.
House.
I love Pumpkin Butts.
So do I. And then, yeah, and then we'll have the other one later, and we'll announce that one. That'll be part two. This is part one of the Murder Response Weekend.
Yeah, the next one's going to be like the next, the weekend in the end of May or something.
Yeah, the last weekend in May.
And it ain't going to be anywhere near here, but yeah. It will be in the Midwest.
And we're going to eat some cheese.
Some cheese, drink some beer, eat some sausages. Mm. Mm-mm. Big sausages.
I will.
Yeah.
How are you today, Sean?
I'm pretty good, man. I woke up nice and late.
Oh, man. I woke up nice and early, went to work, halfway to work. We don't need you today.
Yeah.
So I went to the, check this out, though. You'd be proud of me. I went to the gym twice today.
Damn.
But I was intimate with myself twice as much as that.
Awesome. Because four times today? Damn.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, I've had those days, but yeah, it's usually like where I have nothing going on.
Oh, yeah, that's how
I drink too much caffeine or something.
The thing is, if I go home and like had a shot at Amanda, that's still go. I still go for the fifth shot of the day.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, you got to believe in yourself and goals will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been one of those days.
I'm getting a cup of coffee while we wait on her to call.
Okay, I am going to talk.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
So, me and Amanda just finished the first season of American Horror Story. Never watched it before.
Nobody cares.
I thought it was cool. I recommend it if you haven't seen it. It's cool, man. It's a lot of twists and turns. Don't listen to Sean, man. He just hates. He hates what I like. My joy brings him pain. And yes, so man, he broke my fucking stride on that American Horror Story shit. But American Horror Story, finally watched it. Finally watched it. I've been watching nothing but horror lately. Watched Jason Lives the other night. That was cool. I mean, I've seen it before, but it's always cool, man. It's always cool, dude. And plus, Freddy from Return of the Living Dead's in it. So, that makes that movie pretty dope.
The hell you watch? Oh.
You just leaving me here, like,
yeah.
With you always, it's Girth.
Girth? I do like, have like, Girth.
And you just leave me here. Expect me to. What was it, dude?
We're ready when you are.
Sean over here, willing and dealing.
Yeah. And my zipper's down. I'm all off today, man. Thought I had came down with something like on Sunday and.
Went down on something last Sunday.
You did?
No. Maybe. I don't know. Sundays are usually.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
This is Sean and
I'm Donnie over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have Trisha from Murder Generation. Thank you for joining us on Partners and Pals.
Oh, thank you for having me. Just so you know, you're breaking up a little bit, so if I ask you to repeat.
Oh, okay. Am I breaking up? Okay.
Just a little.
I have a government phone.
I don't know if it's where I am.
So how are you this fine afternoon?
Exhausted. I just got a lot going on, and I'm recovering from being sick last week, so yeah, so everything catches up, you know, work, life, everything. So yeah, so just trying to get through it and then start cranking on some shows, including shows with you guys.
Yes, that's what we're, the Murder Response Weekend is what we're calling it, and part one.
I like it.
Part one, because we'll be doing the other.
We'll be doing a sequel.
Yes, with you all in the end of May, so that'll be really cool. But
A Milwaukee date and a Chicago date, and then what? So the 22nd and 23rd, it's Cincinnati on the 22nd, and then we're in Louisville on the 23rd. So. And apparently you're going to take us out for sights on the 23rd.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Sean,
I'll take you all around.
Sean is the snobbiest eater in town, too, so he'll take you to some good places. He's the restaurant dude. Anytime I go anywhere out of town, I ask Sean where to go. So he knows all the places around here.
All right. I got some ideas for places for you. And one thing that you'll really like is actually the venue that we're playing at with you guys in Milwaukee. There's actually this really cool food park right across the street. So you can get there early and, like, just get whatever food. Like, they got, like, sushi and tacos and all kinds of stuff. So, so that'd be something to check out. And I know... you were mentioning Mater's or whatever. Mater's is an experience, and if you go there early enough, you can get a boot of beer and then recover by the time you got to play at night. So,
ooh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's split into like a restaurant and then a bar area where it has like nibbles, but it's just basically appetizers off the main menu. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try not to like ruin your thunder when we're up in Milwaukee, because. My brother's up there, so I've been up there a bunch, but I'm gonna let you have your thing, you know. Try not to.
Well, I was telling Donnie too. I was like, oh well, if you go to Mater's, you're not far from the Bronze Fonz either, so that's mm-hmm. like kind of a must.
Yeah,
touristy thing. If you haven't done it, you gotta do that.
So. Oh, I definitely want to. I'm curious as to where Sean should take you guys, since you guys are. Be
See,
crashing
here's the thing
here.
In Louisville, our drummer actually probably has about 10 to 15 people coming to that show because he is really into the Kentucky Derby. So he goes down there almost every single year. Maybe not the last few, but he's been going down there for like 15, 20 years. So he has like a whole slew of friends and places that he knows of too. So yeah, so if you got like different ideas, or maybe he's got ideas that you haven't thought of.
He might.
Who knows?
I know there's a Nulu festival that day, not far from the venue and stuff.
Well, it's...
But I don't know anything about it.
It's not walking distance.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's all the way, like, east of downtown, and the show is south of downtown.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, you could get there by car within, like, 10 minutes, but...
I do know that's going on, but that's the only thing that I'm aware of besides the thunderous show that we're going to bring to the Mag Bar that evening.
Well, similar to Milwaukee, we do have like a lot of neighborhoods with a specific vibe. So, and I live in the Highlands. I like saying that because I'm one of the last ones left, and I don't know how long I'll be able to afford living here. But there are all types of restaurants. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's already been gentrified once or twice. So.
Yeah, we got a couple of those. Like, over here, the Bayview neighborhood, which is near the Walker's Point neighborhood, which is now in process of being gentrified.
That's the one where the main street is KK, right? Knick-knick?
Bayview?
Yeah, Bayview.
Yeah, and then, like, right next to it is Walker's Point.
Right.
And it still has its, like, old-school charm. But it's kind of starting, like, you know, Bayview's kind of starting to move this way, you know, where people are like, we can't afford Bayview anymore, so let's go fix up this area and make it unaffordable for everybody and put a bunch of apartments that nobody can pay for here. So,
yeah, I remember when Bayview was still kind of being rebuilt, like, the houses were still in decent shape, but the main drag of Knick Knick, like, only had a few businesses, and then they put up a couple of apartment buildings, and then a few more, and next thing you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you'll have to take a drive through when you're here, because it's a very different space, especially KKK. Just all the different, bars and shops and buildings, and they're doing this weird thing where, like, there's a lot of these buildings where they're just like a bunch of businesses down below and then apartments upstairs.
Yeah.
Just so they can utilize the space going up, because there's not a lot of space like going out or whatever. So yeah, it's an interesting spot. And Walker's Point is still kind of like heavy, like punk, like, you know, old school, like Polish and Hispanic and, you know, Asian. And it's, you know, it's a very solid, I feel like, inclusive area. But yeah, they're making their way over to that part too. And that's actually where we're playing a show. We're playing a show in Walker's Point. So.
Oh, interesting. My brother's record store is over there. Blast Radius. I'm going to give them a plug.
Oh yeah. You told me about that. And I've heard of them. I'm not big into records, so I don't usually have a need to go to a record store, but
they're kind
of just go there to support.
Yeah. I was there when they were in a space with a few other people, and they finally like moved into a shared storefront. And they kind of got lucky. They're still paying the same rent they were, but they have more space now. And it's not too far from where they were, but it is in Walker's Point, pretty much like just south of downtown.
Or
that group of neighborhoods that's considered downtown.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you were saying something.
Does everybody just got quiet at the same
time? I was being a good listener, you all.
So I got to tell you that I also have a podcast. So this is just a very strange coincidence. So one of these times you'll have to come on as a guest on our podcast before you make your little excursion to Milwaukee, Chicago.
Yes.
And then we'll end up, we'll have you guys on and, you know, promote all of that and whatnot and get to know you guys. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
down. So I have a question. How long have you guys done a band?
Well, we've been in multiple bands together.
Yeah, this band has been playing out since February of 2023.
Okay. And the only reason I ask is, like, when we make... there was actually a very, very popular band in Milwaukee called The Response.
I believe it.
And they played, like, on the Vans Warped Tour and all kinds of stuff. And... So I'm saying this as when we make flyers for when you come up in this area, it's going to say The Response, and we got to make sure that we put KY, like Kentucky, next to it, or Louisville or something on there, just so people, because people were already asking me, like, The Response is getting back together. I'm like, no.
Oh,
I knew we were going to run.
I'm just saying, you never know. It might bring people to the show, but then it might make people, you know, very disappointed. So I don't know.
Hopefully, they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, they should be. We'll be.
They're going to love it.
Yeah, we'll be on our most delinquent behavior.
Everybody's going to, everybody just loves going to shows around here. And Last Rites is a great venue to play at in Milwaukee, because it's just a divey punk club that, like, everybody just hangs out with. Shows are free, you make money off of the till and tips and all that kind of stuff. So it just has a good vibe and a good crowd. And, you know, Kay from Revolt is one of the owners, and, you know, Jim is the other owner, and they just, you know, it's just show days, it's usually just packed.
Cool.
Despite awesome. What's going on. So, yeah, everybody's just there anyways.
Well, let us tell you a little bit about the place we're playing in Louisville, the Mag Bar. So...
I still have PTSD about the Mag Bar.
Yeah, well,
decades back.
I keep hearing about this Mag Bar.
So when back in the day, like that was always, it's always been the punk rock bar. And
yeah,
we've all, like our whole circle of friends have all done deplorable things in those booths and in those bathrooms. And I've done some stuff that's illegal to do in public in those booths.
Well, I mean, okay, but it doesn't mean it was deplorable.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Just gross, you know.
To each their own, you know. Somebody might think it's deplorable and somebody might be like, that's a Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, exactly. To me,
that's a Tuesday.
What's funny is I did a lot of shit there on a Tuesday one night. I'll never forget it because I was like, God damn, I did all that shit on a Tuesday night. That's awesome.
Oh.
Like, but anyway.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so now it's an all ages venue for a lot of shows, which is really weird. Like, we bring our kids and stuff. Like, me and my wife will bring our kids to shows. We're like, it feels so wrong bringing them in here.
Guess who ends up babysitting?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sean usually winds up, sometimes Lily babysits you to make sure you don't lose control. But
that's crazy. Yeah, I know. Our drummer said a lot of the people that he knows are bringing their kids. He's like, yeah, so and so is bringing their kids. And I kept like thinking, I keep forgetting it's an all ages venue. I'm like, why are they bringing their kids? Like,
it's pretty much mostly 21 and over, but like they will now, they are able to do something where if you want to like basically give them an extra cut, they'll take the risk on an all ages show or pay, you know what I mean? And Kate, like, I guess they have a certain license now where they could do it, but yeah, you know, it costs a little bit more to, you know, out of the door in order to have it, but. Yeah, a band that was going to play from Indianapolis was mentioning bringing their kids, and it's like, so we decided to make it all ages.
Oh, no, my kids, like, see us practice. We practice at our house, so they hear us every week, so I don't know if they're going
to
come. So.
Kids are telling us to turn it down.
They're like, we're sick of this.
Yeah.
We're not coming.
But you know what's cool, though? There is a green room at the Mad Bar. It's actually an upstairs apartment, and...
Ooh.
So that's cool. And they have, my favorite part of the Mad Bar is they have a backyard where everybody smokes cigarettes or, you know, what have you. And yeah, and there's also DeNorio's Pizza, as Sean refers to
Denise's Pizza.
Denise's
Hostage Pizza.
It's Hostage Pizza because there's nowhere else to eat around there except for that pizza place. But it's, I love it. Sean, not so much as me.
I'll eat their margarita pizza because, like, they cheat and throw tomato slices in the sauce, and it kind of makes the sauce taste actually good. So I'll get that, take the tomatoes off, and then they use fresh mozzarella, but they don't throw basil on it. They use that dehydrated basil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they don't put like fresh. Okay, they don't use fresh. Yeah, that's still kind of bogus, but you know,
it is.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's.
I guess.
I'll eat it, but.
After you've had a few beers, that pizza is fucking magnificent. I think. Or if you're under the age of 16, it's really good. Like all the teenagers that go to shows up there love that place. And I love it, but I'm usually pretty schnockered by the time I'm eating it. So
I don't normally, like, I don't ever go to Cincinnati, Louisville. So how far away are they from each other?
Less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on
traffic.
Yeah, like probably coming back that night, if y'all come back that night, y'all probably should get back here in like 90 minutes because the roads will be
clear. Traffic.
It's
a straight shot down like 75 then 71 and you're there.
Y'all have to let us know what time y'all plan on coming there, because we're planning on we're gonna try to get there a little early if possible and go eat
for Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yeah, we've done quite a few Ohio stints, and I believe it takes us, like, with stops and everything, I think it's a solid 8 to 8.5 hours on the road. So, but we try to leave early, like 8 or 9, we are taking two cars this time because renting a vehicle is just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just gonna like take the two cars and they're smaller and truck it down there. But yeah, I think it's gonna probably, like, if we leave at 8 a.m, we'll probably get down there, I would say 4 or 5. I mean, so we'll be there. We always try to be there earlier because we just like to settle.
Right.
Because we're old.
Yes.
And we need a minute. I need a minute.
That's what we were talking about.
Need to, like, stretch, eat something, you know.
Going up there, like, we're like, oh, like, yeah, I'm like, I do not want to get up there and just, like, have, like, an hour before we play. I want to definitely decompress from the drive. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it takes a minute. And, you know, the Milwaukee show, I mean, it does have a later start. They start pretty late, that show's around here. They always say, you know, doors at 8, like, half the time the show doesn't start till, like, 9 or 9:30.
That's rock and roll. That's rock and roll. See, people want to do shit on time around here because I don't even want to think about it. It's just, that's rock and roll. I like that. Plus, that gives us a little extra minute because I was telling them that we're definitely going to have to leave by 8, no later than 9, so we can beat Chicago traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, when we're leaving on a Friday, when we leave at 8, we'll just be missing, because it takes about an hour and a half. Well, depending on traffic, it could take an hour and a half, or it could take 3 hours to get to Chicago. You never know. But, yeah, like, it'll take us probably an hour and a half to get to the main area of Chicago, so we'll miss a lot of, we usually miss a lot of traffic that way, so.
That's a good move.
We're hoping to hit Chicago by like 2 o'clock. So by the time rush hour starts, like 45 minutes to an hour later, we're at least in the north side or getting out of Chicago.
So is marijuana legal in Wisconsin?
No,
it is not.
Oh, dude.
No, they like. Oh, that
we
was
all go to Illinois.
Yeah, I guess we'll stock up in Illinois then.
And I mean, it ain't never stopped me from bringing it up.
Oh no, I'm not worried about bringing it. I just want to go shopping.
It's I mean, it's considered like a it's not as much of an offense as it used to be.
Yeah,
it's like a misdemeanor or a ticket if it's less than, I think, like an ounce or something. I don't do it, so I don't really know the rules because I don't really care.
I feel you.
So, you know.
3/4 of the response are pretty much burnt all the time. So, good for Drew.
We've got a sober member.
Yeah, we have one sober member of our band.
And one California sober member of our band.
Yeah.
I enjoy California sober people. I just actually, you know, it's weird. I just started hearing that term, I think within the past like 6 months. I was like, what? I mean, I figured it out on my own, but I was like, oh, okay, we just like don't drink. I mean, that's a different way of saying you don't drink.
Yeah, or you pretty much only smoke weed.
Yeah, me and Sean are the only members of the band that drink and smoke the devil's lettuce.
Shit, so. I can't even drink that much now. Like, when we're on the road like that, like when we go long distances, that's gonna.
Oh, I can.
Oh yeah, you don't have to carry anything.
Yeah, but I've been driving usually the whole time.
Yeah, I don't have to drive. I'm not allowed to drive.
Yeah, Sean is not allowed behind the wheel. So.
I used to do all of the driving. I used to have a larger vehicle, and I used to be doing those 8.5. We used to go do Ohio in one day. We would drive like 8.5 hours. I would drive. We would play the show. We'd go crash wherever we were crashing, wake up at 8 a.m, and I'd drive 8.5 hours back home.
Oh, my God.
I thought you meant, like, going straight back after the show. It's like, how do you do that?
Oh, No. That would have been a nightmare. That wouldn't happen. Not on Trisha's watch. No.
There has to be a shower in there after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be, yeah. I got to get at least a couple hours of sleep before I'm turning around and driving like that, otherwise I'm not going to make it, so, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're doing Cincinnati at Oddfellas. We've never played Oddfellas, have you?
I have not. I've only played in Cincinnati the one time with you. Usually we were always playing playing at the Buzzbin in Canton a lot.
Okay.
But it was in Canton. It's not, I believe it's moved somewhere else in Ohio, probably like an hour or so away. But yeah, we used to play, oh, I think it's in Akron now. But yeah, we used to play in Canton all the time. So yeah, the only time I've been there in Cincinnati was with you guys. So no.
Well, that was...
I guess the DOS guys will be the guys to ask. They're rad.
Yeah, yeah, that was our first.
That was a cool little convention.
Yeah, it was. It was amazing. That show was so much fun.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. And I just saw DOS. DOS came through to Chicago, and I was like, why am I going to see Cancer Slug? I'm like, I'm going to this, and then and I wasn't gonna go, and then my friends were like, you going? And I was like, why does everybody? And then I'm like, oh, DOS is playing. That's when I was going to go. So
hop on that train. Going,
what?
I was saying, yeah, that's an excuse to hop on the train, go to a show real quick, and hop back.
I got a little connection. Like, I have a friend that lives in Milwaukee but works in Kenosha. So myself and a couple people go to a park and ride in Kenosha, and then he drives us into Chicago. So
nice.
That's pretty. It's a pretty solid deal. And then he just drops me off in Kenosha and I drive home. So that's like a 40 minute drive or whatever. But that DOS show, so after DOS play, some Proud Boys showed up and there was an altercation and I got a beer, like a full beer, like whipped at my face when I was trying to get out of the way. And I was I didn't get out of the way fast enough. But yeah, it was interesting to say the least. That was not the show I was expecting to get hit in the face. If you didn't understand, you don't know me well enough to know that, like, I get hit in the face a lot, randomly, just all the time, for no apparent reason. I've knocked my teeth out 3 times.
Aww.
Like, I'm just always, my face is just somehow a target for everyone. I'm like, I love going to hardcore shows, but I've kind of chilled on going to hardcore shows because I've just gotten hit in the face no matter where I stand. I've gotten hit in the face so many times that I'm just like, oh, I don't want to go.
Oh, that sucks.
I hate getting hit when people are still moshing in between songs at hardcore shows.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's annoying.
I don't like it when they do the handstands and what have you and stuff.
Oh, that's their problem.
I got into an altercation with somebody at a hardcore show. They did a handstand, and when they did the handstand, they kicked me in the face.
Oh.
And then he went back and did another handstand. So I grabbed dude by his feet and just dropped him, and he jumped up, and I was like, you kicked me in the face. You deserve that. And he was like, fair enough. Like, okay, cool. And then we shook hands, and that was a wrap. But
Was it during, like, Onslaught or something? During one of those bands?
Dumb.
Oh, yeah. Because we used to have some bands that would get the crowd so riled up. It was just windmills and karate kicks and just people, like, literally, it wasn't even a circle pit. It was just people hitting each other like a Pantera
show. I was never brave enough to do anything at an Onslaught show. If I got hit at an Onslaught show, I'm taking me to step outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, I've gotten the mic, because the stage is just pretty much a drum riser. So, like, we usually stand on the floor at last rites, and there's been some shows where, you know, it gets a little hectic, and I've gotten the mic slammed into my teeth.
Yikes.
I'm just like, oh, why am I always getting in the face? I'm like, not even, I'm like, you stay over there. But yeah. But I'm looking forward to coming out there.
Yes.
It'll be a good time. Who are all the bands on the 22nd? Pumpkin Guts, EOS.
Pumpkin Guts is on the 23rd. The 22nd's going to be Murder Generation, The Response, DOS, and now The Morbids, Doom City Villains, who also played that Cincy show we met at. They had to drop off.
Oh, excellent.
Like, they had to drop off, but The Morbids are on there.
Yeah.
Oh, they played that too, actually. Yeah, I'm looking at the flyer. I guess I missed them, but they were also at that. So.
Oh, excellent.
Neato.
Okay. It'll be like a little reunion.
Yes, yeah. And then you all will love Pumpkin Guts, and
they're like a melodic horror punk band from the hollers of Eastern Kentucky.
Yes,
they're awesome.
Okay, so that's on the 23rd at the
at the Mag.
You know, because when people are listening, they got to know these things. Like, what are we talking about? What
yes. happening? And in the Mag, too, on the 23rd, it's got a very homey vibe. I feel like you guys will be comfortable there. I know I am.
I cannot relax there, dude. I've just done too much there. I just get flashbacks.
So, wait, so who else is that? So that it's Murder Generation, The Response, Pumpkin Guts, and who's the other one?
It was supposed to be Pretty with the Lights Out, but they dropped off. They, I think they're working with a new drummer or something.
Oh, yeah, I know how that goes. I've been there.
Yeah.
Not in Murder Generation. We've maintained same three members, but, yeah, I got other bands, you know, and a lot of times, like, that's the hardest thing, dude. Drummers.
Yeah.
Drummers and bass
either
players.
They're in a million bands or you can't find one because they're in a million bands.
And you're already a bass player, right? So you kind of have that covered. We've been through three bass players with two additional fill-ins in the last... February 2023.
Yes, but we found our guy now.
I was actually talking to your current drummer, Trey. I was telling him that, like, I mean, I play in four bands currently. I play bass in three of them. And then I play keyboards and I do backing vocals in another. And then I'll be taking over lead vocals when that singer goes to back to Germany, I think. I'm not 100%. Like, it's just up in the air over what they're doing. Once they found out, though, like, I was originally, like, they were looking for a bass player, so I was thinking about that, and then they were like, we need somebody to do vocals while she's gone, but then she's coming back. But then they found out I played the piano, because I was just playing this grand piano upstairs. And the drummer comes running upstairs like, holy shit, you play the fucking piano? We've been looking for a keyboard player for a year. So now I'm their keyboard player and do backing vocals. But I mean, that could also switch when she leaves. I have no idea. I have no idea. It's fun though. They're a black metal band, and I really like it.
Oh, it's so black metal? Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a femme fronted black metal band, and I'm very excited. But it's very loud. Practices are very freaking loud.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, and there's six members, so it's like, well, I was like telling them, I was like, okay, so now you got six members, how are you gonna like walk this on stage?
Yeah.
You know, but they play bigger shows, so they have bigger stages.
You're
not playing the little riser in the corner at a punk bar.
Why are like black metal bands like the dark version of like Parliament? There's always like 15 people up there and like cakes. And it's great. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I love, like, are you all one of those black metal bands where y'all talking the voice in between songs? Like, you know,
no,
like
not in, feel- no, not in between songs. They don't do that.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
That's good.
They actually don't talk a lot. They just like kind of rip their set, you know? They just
You know what I'm talking about? Like the bands are like
Cradle
in between.
Of Filth did it.
Do it, Sean. Yeah. He can do it so good.
We are Cradle of Filth. Welcome, Cincinnati. And that's how he talks. Yeah. We went to see Danzig. They opened for Danzig.
We didn't go to see Cradle of Filth. I wanted to catch them, though, and
they weren't very good.
They were hilarious, is what they were.
How long ago was it? Because they're pretty good now.
A couple years ago. They must have had an off night because they were not very tight at all, and I figured after 20-something years of playing, they'd be at least good to watch.
In all fairness, though, if we're going to see Danzig, that's really all we care about. We're kind of obsessed. Like, to me, Danzig or anything Mike Patton's ever been involved with, I'm sold. So
I'll spend dumb amounts of money to see a Danzig projects, whether it's like the OG Misfits or one of his special tours, or if he ever does another Sam Hain thing, I'd see that again. But yeah, it was kind of hard to compare. But we were really excited to actually kind of see Cradle of Filth. Just figured they put on a good show, and They just
must have had a bad night. You're kind of the first people that I've heard that from, but they, like you said, it was a couple years ago. And I know they had some member transition, so maybe that was just like either at the beginning or the end of something, you know.
It happens.
When you caught them, but yeah.
I've seen like the first time, so I saw Marilyn Manson on the Smells Like Children tour. And
me too.
Oh, yeah, so the opening band was Clutch for us.
And,
really? I thought you were like 10 years younger than us or something.
No. That's why I always complain about being old. I'm going to be 47 this year, so.
Hey, when?
I just have really good genetics. So I did see this. Yeah, this Smells Like Children.
I'm also going to be 47 this year in July.
Hey. Oh, mine's September 1st. So you're like a month older than me.
Yes. That's awesome. Yeah, so, and when I saw them with Clutch, everyone was going on about Clutch. I never heard them, and they were terrible. And everybody, like, didn't know, like, I told everybody I saw them, and they were like, what do you mean they were awful? And then I finally listened to them and saw them again, and they were great. So,
yeah, okay, you never, you know, like, I mean, a show is a show is a show, but I mean, like, you're going to get a different experience every single time. There are bands that I've seen like 8-9 times that, like, every single time it's like, well, I remember this one sucked, but all of these were really good. So, you know, it's really hard. But that Marilyn Manson tour, I saw them when they opened for Nine Inch Nails. Marilyn Manson opened for Nine Inch Nails and Hole. It was like Marilyn Manson was the first band, Hole was the second band, and Nine Inch Nails was the headliner.
Was this in the late 90s, early 2000s?
Was it the early
mid 90s? Okay.
I was still in high school. And then, like, and then immediately after that tour, Marilyn Manson came through and, like, they played at Shane Call and, like, nobody knew about it, right? And it was like that space, I think, holds maybe 250 people. There was like 50 people there. I saw Marilyn Manson with, like, it was like 50 people. There, like, we're just hanging out talking to them, just wandering around like lost puppies. It was really cold. It was February. I remember, I think it was might have been 95, February of 95. I think I was a senior or something in high school. Yeah, so it was just like, it was the most bizarre thing, because I think about that all the time, where I'm just like, man, I got to see them, you know, in this tiny, like, in this weird, this just weird environment with no one. And I don't even remember them having an opener.
Really? That's
pretty awesome.
Yeah. I'm sure there was, but
I had a chance to see Danzig, Marilyn Manson, and Korn. Both when Manson and Korn first started. And I'm a fan of old Korn. And I got grounded and couldn't go to that show. And I never got to see Danzig until, like, I was, like, in my 30s after that.
Oh.
Speaking of cool lineups that I met.
I'm sitting here thinking, going, like, have I seen Danzig? And I'm like, I'm not a huge Danzig fan, so sorry. I apologize for saying that, but I'm not. So I don't think I've ever been like, ooh, Danzig's playing. I've never been that person, but now I'm kind of like, he's kind of old, so maybe I should go if he ever comes around.
He still has it.
Yeah, he's still got it. And I enjoyed the OG Misfits performance that I saw. It cost like probably like a couple hundred bucks that night, but still, it was great. Rancid opened up, and the Damned opened it all together. So it was a really good lineup. Everybody played really well, and you know, they played all the Misfits stuff, and it was really cool. And they had a backup guitarist, because Doyle is terrible. I mean, I love the way he looks on stage, but they had somebody else on guitar, and then Dave Lombardo on drums from Slayer. And
Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Bungle, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a hell of a show.
A lot.
Really, anything he does live is worth seeing.
I know. I get to see Dave Lombardo with Mr. Bungle and Scott Ian's playing with him in May. Yeah. It's the three
of them. Are you going to the Metal Fest up here?
No, I'm going to.
Oh, I heard that's back. The Milwaukee Metal Fest.
No, I'm going to see him in Indy.
Mr. Bungle's headlining one of the nights.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Yeah. No, I'm seeing him in Indy.
Oh, okay.
In May, and I'm super excited because I saw Faith No More, and it was like 3 days before I graduated high school, and that was awesome. Amazing. So I'm really obsessed with like anything Mike Patton does. So I'm really excited to see Bungle. I never got to see them. But
all right, guys. Well, I think I'm gonna call it quits for now, if that's okay with you.
Hey, absolutely.
I don't know if you have a set time or whatever. But,
we're very casual here. But thank you.
I gotta dye all these gray hairs out.
And I guess we'll see you in Cincinnati on the 22nd.
Next week. It's gonna be awesome. I'm excited about it.
Yes, it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
And I will try to put a little something together for us to do, or at least...
And hit me up when your podcast episode drops and send me links. And
oh, definitely.
I'll get that out there. I'll definitely get that out there for you. It's kind of nice to be on the guest end instead of on the hosting end.
Yes.
I feel like it's less pressure.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I talk a lot, though, so I'm pretty good guest.
Yes, yes, you are.
You're
yes,
very you're, good.
You're great.
This has been an awesome episode.
Yes.
Great. All right. Well, take care, you guys, and I'll see you in a week.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right. Later.
That was Trish from Murder Generation, from Milwaukee. My other hometown. I'm gonna say I adopted it. You're gonna love it up there.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Anybody from Louisville, it's very Louisville compatible, but with like more stuff to do, but it's also calm enough to where you can live there. And if you really need an extra shot of city life, you could just hop a train to Chicago and you don't have to live in Chicago.
But I'm excited.
Milwaukee's great. Great food, great vibes. They have more festivals than any other city in the summer.
And I'm excited, and you should be excited too, for March 22nd at Oddfellas, the Response Murder Generation Weekend Part 1 with special guest DOS.
And the Morbids.
And then the next night at Mag Bar in Louisville.
That's in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's in Cincinnati at Oddfellas. But then the next night in Louisville, the March 23rd, same lineup, or us and Murder Generation, plus Pumpkin Guts, all ages, March 23rd.
Yep, $10. So not too bad. And bring some extra money, buy some merch, you know.
Yeah, these bands are traveling, so.
Yeah, I mean, Pumpkin Guts, it's a 4-hour run every time they come here, and we're kind of like their adopted hometown.
And feel free to buy stuff from us too, but you should definitely buy from the out of town bands.
Definitely, yeah.
But Cincinnati people, you should totally buy shit from us and Murder Generation.
You totally should. Even if you got a spange for it, I know you're going to.
Yeah, we know how y'all do up there. I've done it up there.
With your jean jackets. I love your jean jackets. I used to have one.
I'm a bold.
I miss Cincinnati, man. I used to love kicking it up there. I was getting in trouble all the time.
Yeah, you were.
It's kind of nice to go up there now without all the dope, and it's just playing music and, you know... Because I don't run into any of the people really from back in the day. God knows what happened to a lot of them. Fingers crossed. I think a lot of them went out west. But yeah, it's going to be great. Looking forward to seeing Cincy over the Rhine and complaining about how it's not filled with prostitutes and crack salesmen anymore. Man, this sucks now. You know, it's like everybody says that, even though a lot of the time it's a lot better.
Yeah.
That shit's more expensive. I mean, but yeah, this is going to be fun.
I remember walking through over the Rhine at night in the 90s and being like, damn, you know, I guess if I die, I die. Like,
yeah. Yeah. God, it was kind of bad after a while. It was starting to get to where people recognized me down there. I was like, damn, Sean, you got to do something with yourself, man.
They call you something funny like Flapjack or something?
Sometimes they call me Eminem. Oh, they called me that in rehab too, because my head was shaved and, you know, I was white and Eminem was popular, even though I look nothing like Eminem. Do I look like Eminem?
No. I got called Dennis Rodman for having purple hair. I look nothing like Dennis Rodman.
I've been called Casey Affleck.
Yeah, you are, dude. You are Casey
Affleck. Fuck you, man.
200 cigarettes.
I still haven't seen that. I've only seen the movie where he beat Jessica Alba. I'm like, man, I want to be him. I mean, he's a handsome guy, but, you know, and I see, what else have I been called? Kiefer Sutherland.
I see it.
Dude from Harry Potter, like with the blonde hair. I've been called regular Harry Potter when my hair was dark and I wore glasses. I stopped wearing glasses because of that. People be like, Harry Potter. I'm like, ah, shit, I got to change something up.
You got Jack Black and Zach Galifianakis. A guy took his picture with me once because he thought I was Zach Galifianakis.
Really? You just went with it?
I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But I thought that dude that asked me for my picture, I thought he was Russell Simmons. Like, we were staring at each other. I'm like, that dude looks just like Russell Simmons. And he's staring at me. Like,
y'all were checking each other out he's like, from afar.
That's a guy from The Hangover. And he's like, hey, man, are you the guy from The Hangover? And I was like, no. I'm like, are you Russell Simmons? He's like, no. He's like, let's take our picture anyway.
Be cool if you got a picture with you and Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And a tiger. Yeah.
Yes.
So, anything interesting come up before we sign up? I mean, we do have some show announcements. Like we did say, March 22nd, Friday in Cincinnati. The Response, Murder Generation, DOS, The Mimics. The next night, the at Oddfellows.
The Morbids.
The Morbids.
Not The Mimics.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Fuck. Anyway, The Morbids. And that'll be at Oddfellows, Cincinnati. The next night at Oddfellows, if you're in Cincinnati, is going to be The Company Picnic with Alex Casnell and the Board of Directors, FMK, bunch of other bands, a lot of Cincy bands. They have a page for it on YouTube. Then that night in Louisville, March 23rd, Saturday at the Mag Bar, is going to be the second night of the Murder Response thing with the Response, Murder Generation, and Pumpkin Guts at the Mag Bar. And then, let's see, the 15th at Vernon Lane's is the Char and Andy Matter, but Andy Matter and somebody else.
That's tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got it all backwards. Well, and the 16th, FMK, and what is it? What are they called from St. Louis? Mistakes. Jake's Mistakes, MSTKS.
Yes.
At Air Devil's Inn. If this is out in time. Yeah, I went backwards on that. I was trying to help, man.
I know, man.
I was just trying to help, dude. I feel like that old person. Oh, but April 5th, Punk Rock Night's back. Yep. And that's at Portal. And it's going to be Indignant Few. Punk Rock Night Level, Indignant Few, The Remote Controls. And if you remember, they opened for The Descendants.
In Indy
last July. And Terminus Victor from Illinois, as well as some punk rock, live band punk rock karaoke.
And this will also be Indignant Few's debut of their new lineup. Jeremy has left the drum kit and moved up to guitar, and they have a new drummer. And
looking forward to see what it sounds like.
I'm looking forward to see the...
I mean, it's going to sound good. I mean, they're not going to settle on some slouch, but...
No, and I'm curious to see what the stage presence is, too, with Jeremy up front now.
He's always had stage, you know, a really good stage presence. So does Morgan.
I think that I'm looking forward to seeing the new Indignant Few lineup.
I'm wondering if he'll have a guitar chord. Jeremy ain't going to have a guitar
chord. He ain't going to have a guitar chord.
Got to run around with the... I feel him.
Yeah.
The only reason I don't have one of those wireless things is just for some reason I just have bad luck with them. They just cut out in the middle of a set. And I just don't want to deal with it. And plus, I ain't trying to go out there. I'm on stage, dude. I'm Sean Magnum, dude. I don't mix with the people until I need to. No.
Oh, my God.
I better stop myself.
On that note, we love you.
We do love you. And I do mix with the people.
Not like I do, though, but I'm Louisville sweetheart.
Yeah, so. But I mix with people for a living. So I got to mix with the people at the club. Oh, can't say which club. I don't want to get them in trouble.
Damn. I'm getting swole.
Yeah. And there will be... We're not going to say when just yet, but there is another Prague night coming up.
Uh-oh.
So, we'll keep you posted on that, but it's going to be, you know, you'll know when you need to know.
And there's a lot of stuff you're going to want to know for this. So
yeah, so.
We'll fill you in later when it's time.
There's actually going to be a couple of events since it's Pride Month during June. Yeah, there'd be, but yeah, there's one we want you to know. Well, we want you to know about both, but there's one in particular, the first one. So, anyway, who's coming on next week? Or not next week, but, you know, next
week. The next episode is going to be a lot of people. We're going to be out in public, and it's going to be Amanda's going to join us again. Trey's going to join us again. Morgan's going to be on. Jazzy, Amy. If you know these people, they've all been on the show before in different forms, and we all have been working together on something, and we want to tell you about it.
Yeah, another announcement. Another show announcement. End of summer, you know, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. And yeah, so and
it's going to be like old times, but with a few extra pounds and a few extra years.
As you know, Trey is the drummer of The Response. Amanda was just here. You know Amanda. She's my boo. Yeah. And then Amy's been on the show before representing Dick Titty Blood
Dick
Punch.
Dick Titty and The Alcove.
Jazzy, you probably know her from being the bass player of Living Dead Brigade. And
she was in Belushi, and yes. She made it awesome.
Yes. And Morgan, you know, from Indignant Few. He's going to be here. So, you know the lineup. You know all these people. What are we doing? Oh, just wait.
Doing some things, people.
Just wait.
Yeah.
So, that's all I got, my good friend, Mr. Manda.
Oh, and check out The Response's new...
single.
Yeah, it's a two-song single, though. Bojangle BJ... And Tommy's Tune is the backside of it. It's on
backside.
It's on Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes. I think it's on Amazon Music now. It might be a few more days, but that one usually takes a while. But that's out. I think DOS just put out a new single. Today. What's it called?
New EP.
Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up real quick. Oh, it's where the damn. Oh, there they are. I pulled up the wrong artist. It was like zero listeners. I'm like, nah, they got more than that. So
that's it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely On Sauce is the name of their new EP. I thought it was like, oh, cool.
If you want to check them out, they're on the Partners in Pals playlist. I just updated their new stuff today, as well as Murder Generation, new Pumpkin Guts, new stuff from us.
You have
new stuff from Creeps.
You have a Donnie Vagrant playlist too, right?
I have a...
the Homies.
It's called The Homies.
And I'm working on a Sean Magna playlist. A lot of local stuff from the area, but also some classics in there and just, you know. But yeah, definitely showcases all of our friends, all the bands we know, and even some we don't know. I haven't released it yet.
Oh, I know. I'm looking what's on mine and yeah. I mean, on the Homies list, you have The Response, Murder Generation, DOS, Doom City, Plague Nine, Mommy Cigarettes, Cody X, God Awfuls, Basements, Creeps, just to name a few. The Board of Directors.
All the same bands, probably some different songs, though, from each other. But yeah.
Wish You Were's, Bugbot.
Bugbot's EP is pretty good.
Daddy.
Bugbot is... I've been listening to that EP, and it's not bad. I like that song, Great Drink.
Yes, I've been listening to that as well.
That's cool.
Have you listened to the new Deddy release or EP?
No, they just put it out. Or hold on, I might have.
A couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. There, let me pull them up. Ba-ba-ba.
Not that one.
Oh, but I've been listening to Knock, that single.
No, listen to that and listen to Have a Bad Time. It's really cool. You'll like it.
Fuck yeah.
I bought that cassette. I don't have a cassette player, but I wanted to.
Daddy is really, really good. They have a real interesting sound, and like,
they have their own sound.
I think their recognition is totally deserved. I mean, every band's is, but what I mean, like, they are trying to be as original as possible.
And they work their ass off too.
They do. And I really respect that. I mean, oh, you definitely got to put your own stamp on something.
And Mandy is totally a homie. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. Yeah, she's real sweet. That whole band is real cool.
Oh, they're all great. I just know her the best out of everybody.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of great stuff out. You know,
that new Creeps drop. Make sure you check out Creeps Incorporated, the new stuff, and
check out Parachute by Alex Casnell and the Board of Directors.
I was listening to that today. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. FMK needs to put their stuff on Spotify. I'm just gonna say it. I'll say it on the show.
Hey, if anybody's listening to this and you know FMK,
tell them to put their shit on Spotify.
You hit them up right now and be like, dude, I'm just listening to Partners and Pals, and they want everybody to tell you to put your shit on Spotify. Yeah, put it on Spotify. Come on now.
Yeah, come on, dude. I don't want to have to run YouTube and go through the commercials for all that. And, like, you know, I've been trying to put you all on a playlist, and
I would love to have FMK on my playlist.
And, we'll be playing with them April 1st at a house show.
Yes.
We don't even know, remember which. Well,
we don't know shit about it. We're just going to be there.
Yeah. So, you know, that's in the air. That's going to be special because there aren't that many house shows in Louisville. Like, open house shows, I should say. People have house shows, but it's usually like a house party. You got to know the people there. And plus, people, you know, it's hard to find a place in Louisville where you can have a house show and not have the cops show up.
Yeah,
you know, like, you gotta work that out with the neighbors, and yeah, but so we're really excited about that, and but yeah, I think that's about it.
We'll see y'all next week with our next episode with our all-star lineup guests and announcements,
and then after that we're having Aunt B and her Freaks and Geeks
Brigade. Mama B.
Mama B. So, she introduced herself to me as Aunt B. Arthur initially. So, like, fantastic. But yes, she has morphed into Mama B, and she has put together a drag entertainment troupe of just a mix of stuff, you know, from music to dance to spoken word comedy, and the two shows they have done so far have had really good turnouts. They've been really engaging with the audience, the transitions have been really good. You know, the people stayed engaged and they stayed for the whole time at Air Devils, so. And I had to work as a bartender for both of them, so I was able to watch, but I couldn't just be I'm looking forward to when I can just be an audience member, but it's kind of like I gotta take it where I can.
Yeah. And then we'll announce more guests. I'm waiting on a confirmation for our second guest in April, so hopefully I'll hear something back soon.
Yeah.
And I got some stuff planned for May.
You said planned. You like birth control. I had to really reach for that one.
Yeah, you did. You had to reach for this one, too. He's reaching for it.
I almost had it. I didn't actually grab it, no.
You could have had it.
I mean, I could have, but I didn't put the effort. You would have let me?
I might have. I mean, you were touching it. I wasn't touching
yours. I didn't touch yours. I did not touch anything.
He touched it.
No, because you would have had to give me money first. I don't just touch people's stuff for free.
Anymore.
No, I never did. Not for free. or at least without an exchange of touch. You know. Anyway, okay, we've hit the end. So, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Trish, from Murder Generation. Thank you to every one of you who do what you do out there. And, yeah, we love you.
We love you. We'll see you March 22nd in Cincy and March 23rd in Louisville.
And if you can't make it to... If you're in Cincy and can't make it to Louisville, stay and watch the company picnic with our friends FMK and Alex Casnell and the board of directors.